Tales, Truths and Tirades number 3. Breathing is as vital to beauty as it is to life. Old books have always fascinated me. There is something mystical about those crumbling yellow pages and musty smell. One can spend hours just musing over a tattered book in a second-hand bookstore. Who did it belong to? How many people have read it? What special lifelong memories were created? Why did they get rid of the book? Are they still alive? My wife and I were on holiday in Pater Noster a few years ago when she saw a rare set of encyclopedias in a little gift shop and immediately bought all 8 volumes. The Encyclopedia of Health and Physical Culture was published in 1933 in New York. It is a beautiful leather-bound set with the head of a young man embossed on the cover, possibly that of the Greek god of medicine. The 8 volumes were put on display in my wife's... Can I just carry on? The 8 volumes were put on display in my wife's surgery for ornamental purposes. I don't think this... The 8 volumes were put on display in my wife's surgery for ornamental purposes. I don't think she's ever opened them. Medical advice from 1933 could probably be dangerous. But I have paged through them, and what a pleasure. I secretly borrowed volume 5. My wife, for some reason, is very reluctant to lend me any of her books, and she has an eye for even the slightest gap on her shelves. The heading in section 7 reads, The Voice and Personality, which, as a retired radio man, immediately caught my attention. A speaking voice with charm, write the authors, can make the most ordinary and casual thoughts seem brilliant and original. Then the other side of the coin. A poor speaking voice can make even important thoughts and ideas sound insignificant. The discussion of breathing is a gem. Breathing is as vital to beauty as it is to life. A long, slow, deep breath is beauty's best tonic. And then this advice. Tomorrow morning, when the air is fresh, go to your window and take 4, 6, 8 deep breaths and then consider yourself. You will be a different person from the one who reluctantly left his bed. I love old books.